Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group. Yes, we got it all. So, what do we got? So today, we got some news. Apparently, Fantasy Flight Games, best known, I think, for what, the current Star Wars RPG. There was an announcement, not directly on their website, no, and not even on Facebook. Actually, on Twitter. On Twitter, Fantasy Flight Games announced yesterday, January 6th, that they're proud to announce Secrets of the Crucible, a new source book for the Genesis role-playing system set in the KeyForge universe. Yet today, there's an article on Gamma Sutra. I'll include the link to the actual article on the podcast notes. Fantasy Flight Interactive to close after company-wide layoffs. News is spreading that Fantasy Flight Interactive, the branch of Fantasy Flight Games in charge of the tabletop game companies, digital games will close in February after an unspecified number of employees were laid off. Now, studio head Tim Gerritsen, people were sending me the actual LinkedIn post in regards to this, and he was like, I'm doing my best to get my team placed in new positions. I have programmers, designers, artists, Q&A staff, and a producer to get placed in new roles. I'm going to do my best to do so quickly. Additionally, I'm now open to new opportunities myself, since I will also be out of a job. But then there's an update at the end of the article. A source close to the situation estimates that over 10 people have been let go from Fantasy Flight Games, and that the customer service department and tabletop RPG department are also expected to shutter as a result. Holy shit. Now, there was a time where every Christmas at Wizards of the Coast under Hasbro was like the purge. It's like, all right, how many heads are gonna get lopped off this holiday season? Now they've kind of stopped that, but I think that the Wizards stopped it because, well, they don't have anybody to left to lop the heads off of, right? The Wizards basically runs their role-playing game division on a skeleton crew, all right? It's mostly freelancers. Fantasy Flight Games, I don't know. I know they use freelancers for a lot of their material on the RPG side, but yeah. Now, I don't know what that means for any licensed properties they might have, right? Like the Star Wars RPG. I should actually check, right? Let's see. Fantasy Flight Games, Star Wars. If you go to their website, it looks like, you know, they're excited. They got the license up there, right? They got the Age of Rebellion, Edge of the Empire, Force and Destiny. And then Star Wars, The Force Awakens beginner game. So you have four titles for Star Wars. Now, if the rumor is true that they're also going to be closing their customer service department and their RPG department, is this another abandoned license? You know, that's interesting. Because, what was it? Cubicle 7 is letting its license for Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings, to, I don't know if it's lapsing or if they're leaving the contract. It's not quite clear what's happening there either, but I don't know. Is it that licensed games just don't make the money? I mean, that's been a topic of discussion. Maybe not here, but we certainly had that discussion on the Tavern Chat Hangouts on Discord, that licensed games have such a high built-in cost that it's hard to keep these lines going successfully. Part of the reason why the latest DC Heroes game, or whatever it was called, not licensed, only lasted, 2 hours? They got all these core books out, and that was it, right? Because your money is in the core books. Your money is not necessarily in the supplements. Supplements do sell, but everybody needs the core books. Your supplements are mostly being sold to GMs. Now, could that be the reason why? I guess not always, because like with the Middle-earth releases, the Lord of the Rings releases, the Tolkien shit, I can see everybody who's playing that game wanting to get a complete collection because it's also lore. But with DC, Marvel, that license went. Nobody's picked it up, right? There's no licensed DC game right now. There's no licensed Marvel game right now. You would think that with the Marvel superhero movies being as popular as they are, somebody would have found a reason to get one out there. But maybe the money just isn't there. Maybe it's better to develop your own property than to license those of others. I don't know. But those are good questions, and they make for an interesting... That makes a very interesting topic. Ugh, sorry, I got the twinge. If you've been following at home, yeah, the sciatica is kicking in. I was good at physical therapy today. Apparently, I've got two large spasms on my left side. Don't even know about my right side. But the left side is the one that's been fuck me up this past couple days anyway. All right, folks. As always, if you enjoy the show, please give it a ranking, give it a review. I do appreciate it. Be safe, be well. God bless for all those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.